I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, I've recently become a big fan of your show. I've just been listening like every single day at work. My name is Chelsea, and I want to tell you my story of when me and my husband rented a old farmhouse, over 100-year-old farmhouse, in a small town called Cerro Gordo. It's just about an hour west of Springfield, Illinois. The house was built before 19th century, and it was actually moved by a really prominent lawyer in the region. It was right when they moved it right next to the Cerro Gordo Cemetery. And when we were looking for a house to rent, it was cheap. It was out in the country, you know, cornfields. The only neighbor was our landlord, and they were great. And, you know, we could look past the cemetery thing, and we did. Right after we moved in, we lived there for about 2 years. Right after we first moved in, we started noticing kind of some weird things. I did. My husband, he's always been more skeptical, but I have actually come from a family that has intuitions about things, and me and my mom have dreams that come true all the time. Sometimes we'll have the same dream. It's really weird. So, like, I'm very sensitive to things like that. And my husband, on the other hand, he is not. So when I started bringing things up, he was thinking I was crazy, and I almost started thinking I was kind of getting crazy myself. The first thing that happened was my husband had a Visa card that was prepaid for insurance purposes, for prescriptions, things like that. Anyway, he had just gotten a new one, and he lost it. He's like, I need it for this doctor's visit, and he's like, I can't find it. And I'm like, well, order a new one, we'll pay it out the difference, blah, blah, blah. So about a month after he had lost it, we had forgot about it, we ordered the new car, we moved on. I was picking up our bedroom, and we don't keep anything under the bed. We don't store anything underneath there. You know, there might be some socks, that's about it. I look under the bed, and in the dead center of our queen-size bed in the middle was his Visa card. And I, like, had to shimmy underneath there, grab it out. I go downstairs. I'm like, Michael, what the devil? What, look, here's the card. And he's like, where'd you find that? I'm like, it was underneath the bed, in the middle of the bed. How the devil would it even get there? Nobody knew. After this happened, my aunt came through, blessed the house, sage, the whole thing. And it was quiet. Things started kind of stirring up, though, a little bit later. Lights would turn on if and on by themselves. I would come home, every single light would be on in the house, even lights to, like, closets. I remember one time I was a dog. She's a lab, and she's very sensitive to things as well. She likes to sit right outside the shower, and she will bark at little things and everything that happens that will stir in the night. She'll go crazy. But the sink, I get out of the shower, I get my towel, I look over, and the sink faucet, both of the knobs were turned completely on full blast, and it was like spewing out, and it was hot water. And my dog is just looking at me like, I didn't do this. One of the creepiest things, and this actually happened twice, was my dog would, she was staring at the wall, and she would just bark at it, and she was growling, and then she just stopped growling, standing on all four legs. She just peed herself, started whimpering, and ran away. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is making her act like this? Why is she doing this? And I just kind of brushed it off. Then my stairs, my bathroom upstairs was right next to the steps, and she followed me around everywhere, like I said. And she was staring down the stairs. It was nighttime right before we go to bed, and I'm brushing my teeth, and she's just staring down the stairs, growling. Hair on the back of her spine was just standing straight up, and I'm like, Emma, what is wrong? What is wrong? And she starts crying, standing on all four legs, pees herself again. And I'm like, all right, well, it's time to go to bed. And so we go to bed and just kind of like brush it off. The reason I think that this entity might be a child is because what I'm going to tell you right now is that we had a chalkboard in our kitchen where we could write, you know, grocery lists down, and I had like colored chalk. And the basement was just a cellar with just a washer dryer on it. And the ceiling was an open ceiling, so you could see all the cobwebs and wires and stuff. And I was always very cautious because I had a spider drop on me once. So I was always like looking up at it and noticing it just because I didn't want another spider to drop on me. And one time I look up and there are chalk drawings in all different colors of chalk drawings, like in the rafters. And I am just like doodle scribbles, like little people. I am just standing there. I'm completely kind of frightened, and we don't have children, and I know that he didn't do that, and I know that I sure as hell didn't doodle chalk drawings in the rafters. And I grab the laundry, go upstairs, and I tell my husband. He's like, that's really weird. He starts kind of believing and seeing, you know, starts seeing the same things, like the lights, the faucets, things like that. I was cleaning out my closet, and there was kind of a little hidden wall where I found more of the chalk doodles, and I found the actual chalk. There's like three different colors of the this little skinny sidewalk chalk, and it was in the closet. Like I said, we don't have any kids. We didn't do this to ourselves. Very frightening. One day, my husband, he was doing laundry downstairs, and I wasn't home, and he walked down the stairs, was doing some stuff, and you could see through the there was no backing on the steps, so you could see straight through the stairs to the wall. And he looks over and he sees a pair of bare feet standing on like the first couple steps, like they're about to walk down. And he's like, what? And he was like, hello, because he knew it was my feet, my legs, because he's like, they were children's feet. And he's like, he ran up the stairs. And he grabbed the gun because, you know, he didn't know what was happening. He thought somebody had broken into the house. And I'm like, well, nobody did. He was frightened. And we never saw, but that was the first time we'd ever, like, seen, and the only time we'd ever seen, like, an actual apparition, if you will, was these children's feet that he saw. Another time, he was putting together a table in the dining room, and I was in the kitchen. We were probably 15 feet apart from each other. And he just starts screaming, what, Chelsea, what do you want? And I'm standing there doing dishes or cooking or something. I'm like, what are you talking about? What do I want? He's like, stop whispering in my ear. And I'm like, turn around. And so he turned around, saw how far away. He got up, and he was shaken. And he's like, something was whispering in my ear, Michael, Michael. And that really startled both of us because he thought it was me. It wasn't me. We did end up moving out when we decided to go back to the family farm for his family, and we moved to Quincy, Illinois, and we bought a house here, and we haven't had any apparitions, things. I mean, I haven't had any issues. Usually, like I said, I'm pretty in tune to things like that. But yeah, that's my story of my haunted Sirikwoto, Illinois, old farmhouse by the cemetery. And, you know, it never was frightening to the degree where we were like, we want to move or we can't live here. If anything, it was kind of refreshing that it was there and, you know, felt like somebody was always with us. And I'm sorry if I'm rambling on, but I love the show and I appreciate all you guys do and giving people an out, something to share their stories with so people don't think they're crazy like everyone thinks I am when I tell them what we went through. And, you know, I have plenty more stories to tell about other things, but yeah, that's my story.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills, and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.